time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the world of astronomy and in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, aloha and happy new year. What's going on this week?
Happy New Year, Dave. We have Venus setting in the west just after sunset at around 7:20. And following Venus will be Mars, also setting in the west at around about 8:50 p.m. If you look to the east, be sure to look out for Jupiter, rising at around about 8:30 p.m.
Something to look for and something to look forward to. Christopher has some highlights on things that are expected to be on our radar over the course of 2015.
That's right. This year will be filled with some of the most epic close encounters of the stellar kind as we witness another historic year in astronomy and space exploration. Firstly, on April the 5th, we will have a total eclipse of the moon. And as it goes, Hawaii will be one of the best places to view this remarkable astronomical phenomena. This eclipse will see the moon turn a brilliant blood red as it passes through the Earth's shadow. Hawaii will be probably the best place to view the total eclipse.
Nice. What else is going on?
2015 will see some of our most ambitious space exploration missions begin to bear fruit. The first of these will be the arrival of NASA's Dawn spacecraft at the dwarf planet Ceres. Dawn has already begun taking measurements of Ceres as it approaches the dwarf planet, but on March the 16th of this year, it will enter into orbit and begin sending back incredible imagery and other science data telling us just what this mysterious place is like and perhaps if there is liquid water beneath its surface.
And so is that the one you're most excited about?
Actually, no. The one that's got me the most excited is NASA's New Horizons spacecraft. It has been traveling for 9 years, and on July 14th, it will make what is arguably one of the most exciting flybys in history. New Horizons will encounter Pluto, up close and personal. Pluto was discovered around 85 years ago, and since then, it has been an enigma. But now, for the first time, we will reveal the true nature of this mysterious little world, putting the final piece of the solar system puzzle in place. This one is going to be awesome. Expect a huge buzz around New Horizons.
None of the European Space Agency programs rival the two NASA favorites of yours?
Right about now, the NASA ones are the most exciting.
Okay. Christopher Phillips from the Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are welcome, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.